Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It is about that time. Can you believe it's already Friday? Where has the week gone? I mean, my goodness. It was just Monday, right? We were just coming back from Thanksgiving break. And now the weekend is upon us. Happy Friday to you all. As I like to say, happy Fri-yay. It's always a reason to celebrate anytime you do make it to Fri-yay. We've got a great hour of current sports coming your way. You know, it would be real easy for me right now to boast a bit. But I'm going to save it just for right now. I'm going to put the brakes on that right now. For those who are watching, courtesy of the Facebook live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News. It was pretty easy to choose my wardrobe for today. All right, that's all I'm going to say right now. I'll put the brakes on what happened last night in the world of the National Football League that has me totally pumped and excited. But I want to let you guys know what we'll be talking about on today's current sports. It is championship weekend, and I'm not even going to hold you up, man. I usually am pretty ecstatic about championship weekend in the world of college football, because you normally have about, you know, at least two contests in conference championship games in the world of college football this weekend that could make things interesting when trying to predict who will be among the final four that will make the college football playoff. But let's be real here, folks. It's kind of boring right now. I mean, all but one spot is set in stone. I mean, Alabama's going to make the college football playoff whether or not they'll beat Georgia or not in the SEC championship. Notre Dame is independent. They don't play in a conference. They went 12-0. You really think the committee's going to leave out a 12-0 Notre Dame team? No, not at all. Notre Dame's in. And Clemson, highly favored in its respective conference championship game, Clemson's going to make it as well. It comes down to that final spot, you know, and, you know, really Georgia controls its own destiny. If Georgia somehow, some way pulls off the upset against Alabama, they will be your fourth team. And, you know, if that does not happen, you know, if Alabama ends up handling business like it has all year, you know, it's going to come down to Oklahoma or Ohio State. And if you're asking me, I think the upper hand goes to Oklahoma. In that conversation, I don't know what a win over Northwestern can do to really make your case further that you, as Ohio State, deserves to be that fourth team over Oklahoma. So, we'll have further discussion on that. All right? Don't miss that chat. Also, Tom Izzo and his Michigan State men's basketball team tries to get out of the doghouse as they will begin conference play later on this evening, hitting the road to play Rutgers. Yeah, this is a game that Michigan State should win. But then again, we say that against Louisville, right? Rutgers is a tough team. You know, this is not going to be an easy win, I don't think, tonight. We'll preview it. And then on the back end of the show, it is Friday. And as you guys know, these past few weeks, we have been inviting the founder of Blessed Body Training, Johnny Lewis. He's going to give you guys a health tip that you can use in the gym. So a workout tip in the gym and a health tip in the kitchen. All right. So Johnny Lewis will join us from beautiful Arizona on the West Coast. And you can't knock today's weather right here in Michigan. This is the thing. This is my thing when it comes to winter here in Michigan. You know, I can I can deal with it to a degree. You know, after a while, it's just like, man, can it please warm up? But I can more so bear with it if the sun is out. All right. Having the sun out just does something subconsciously to your mood. It lifts it a bit. You know, when it's cold and gray every day, you just want to stay inside and just chill. You know what I mean? So the sun is out. The birds are chirping. It's still cold, but it's a good day. Anytime it's a Friday, it's a good day. All right. You can weigh in throughout this hour by picking up the phone and dialing 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News and check out the live stream there. Also, you know, I want to give a big shout out to one of our listeners out there, Stephanie Grimes, who has been a longtime listener of WKAR's Current Sports. Heck, the entire Grimes family, you know, they're diehards, man. And, you know, I always say we can't do what we do without you. And we care about you guys. Without a doubt, I've developed a pretty good friendship with the Grimes family. And I got word today that Stephanie isn't feeling too well. So I just want to let Stephanie know that we are thinking of you and we are thinking of the Grimes family. Get well soon. All right. But Stephanie and her husband, Ben, they always comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. Thinking about you on this Friday, November 30th. You can also weigh in on Twitter. Tweet the show at WKAR_sports or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. You know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. And we start with Michigan State men's basketball. As I mentioned, Tom Izzo's team on the road again tonight as they will take on Rutgers. MSU coming off that first road game of the season in a 82-78 overtime loss to Louisville. And now faces a 5-1 Scarlet Knights team that upset Miami of Florida earlier in the week. Matt McQuaid's status for tonight is still unclear following the bruised thigh injury that kept him out of Tuesday's loss. Players to watch for Rutgers include sophomore guard Geo Baker. The 6'4 Baker is shooting 47% from the three-point line. And 7-footer Shaquille Dorson. Tip time, 6 p.m. You can catch that one on the Big Ten Network. And speaking of MSU hoops, a possible recruit for Tom Izzo. Says that he can trust Tom Izzo. Vernon Carey Jr., a 6'10", 260-pound center. And the 247 Sports Composites number 2 senior in the country is deciding between Michigan State, Duke, and North Carolina. He declined to reveal the two favorites, but he spoke highly of Izzo's program and said that former Duke star Marvin Bagley III was his favorite college player to watch last year. Izzo remains in regular communication with Carey, who has visited East Lansing 3 times, most recently on MSU during the MSU football game against Ohio State. Carey went on to say this when speaking of Izzo, quote, "I feel like I can trust Tom Izzo. That's most important to me. I feel like I can trust him," end quote. After Carey's season-opening high school game in Davie, he finished with 18 points, 10 boards, 3 blocks, helping University School to an easy win. He is quite the player. If you haven't checked out Vernon Carey Jr., just simply go on YouTube and type in his name and enjoy the highlights. He is a very talented young man. All right, the Michigan State women's basketball team coming off an impressive win against Virginia in the ACC Big Ten Challenge on Wednesday. The freshman trio of Kayla Bellis, Nia Clouden, and Tori Osmond all scored in double figures, leading the Spartans to their first ACC Big Ten Challenge win in 4 years. Michigan State swiped up 3 steals on Wednesday night, marking the second straight game and 5th time in 6 games this year that the Spartans have had double-digit steals, with their ability to have multiple players on the floor that can contribute points. This year seems to be promising for the team. MSU facing a 1-5 HBCU, Texas Southern squad. 2 p.m. at the Breslin on Sunday. You can watch that one on BTN Plus, led by the Big Ten Network student U team. The Michigan State men's soccer team will play James Madison in the NC2A tourney quarters at 5 p.m. tomorrow at DeMartin Stadium in East Lansing. The winner advances to the College Cup, also known as the National Semifinals. If you missed my interview with head coach of the Michigan State men's soccer team, Damon Rensing, just simply visit WKAR.org to check out that chat and find out how Coach Rensing is preparing for a back-to-back now Elite Eight appearance in the tourney. It's a home-and-home for Michigan State and Michigan this weekend on the ice as the Spartans and Wolverines will meet for the first time this year. The two will play tonight's game at Munn Ice Arena before heading to A-Square tomorrow. MSU comes off a weekend split at Minnesota and is currently last in the Big Ten with 3 points. Michigan hosted Wisconsin last weekend and took it to OT in both games for those two to split. Now, both games can be followed on MSUSpartans.com for live stats. Puck drop tonight at Munn, scheduled for 7 p.m. And after firing John Bonamago last weekend, Central Michigan is wasting no time in their head coaching search. The newest name in the ring has Michigan ties, as reports surfaced last night that Michigan wide receivers coach Jim McElwain could be a potential candidate. The former Florida and Colorado State head coach is nearing the end of his 11th-month contract with Jim Harbaugh's staff and was responsible for considerable growth from Michigan's wideouts in 2018. The Detroit Pistons have won 3 straight games, all at home, and 7 of their last 9 games. They will play host to the Chicago Bulls tonight as they continue a 6-game home stretch. The Bulls, sitting at 5-17, have lost 8 of their last 9 in 4 straight, though the last 2 games have been decided by a total of just 4 points. Blake Griffin scored 33 points when the teams met during the second game of the year, 118-116 in favor of the Pistons over Chi-Town. Denzel Valentine, I want to pass this news along to you guys. Valentine underwent season-ending ankle stabilization surgery in Wisconsin this week. Of course, Denzel Valentine, former product of Lansing Sexton, who went on to star at Michigan State. The Bulls expect him to return to full basketball activities in about 6 months. So Denzel Valentine, his season is kaput. I actually saw a photo on his Instagram page of him laying in a hospital bed, thanking everybody who has been praying and thinking of him during this injury. He was initially diagnosed with a sprained left ankle during the team's September training camp and was expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks. But in late October, the Bulls announced that he was suffering from a bone bruise, not a sprain, and would miss an additional 2 weeks. Also want to pass this news along to you guys. You guys know, for those that tuned into the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports, we had the first-year head coach of the Lansing Sexton boys basketball team, Steve Fenimore, a part of the show. And as I mentioned, you know, Denzel Valentine comes from Lansing Sexton. He starred there under his dad, Carlton Valentine, who was the coach there at the time. And I saw on Steve Fenimore's Instagram this morning, actually, I tell you, the heart of Denzel Valentine, right? Denzel Valentine sent the entire Lansing Sexton boys basketball program like new backpacks and T-shirts and some other cool apparel just as a way to give back to the program. So very cool stuff. There's a cool picture on Steve Fenimore's Instagram with Steve, the team. Carlton's in the picture as well. Awesome stuff. Get well, Denzel. All right, the Detroit Red Wings enjoy another day off today. Before their next game, they will skate tomorrow against the Bruins in Boston. Detroit snapped a 3-game skid with a 4-3 dub over St. Louis on Wednesday. The Wings have 25 points, just 2 out of a wild card spot. And also, the LA Rams and Detroit Lions will get it on this Sunday. And when the Rams travel to Detroit to face the Lions, they probably won't have to put up as many points as they did in Week 11 to get a win. LA is coming off a bye week, but a week prior, it played in one of the highest scoring games of all time in the National Football League, one of the most entertaining games I've watched in the NFL, topping the Kansas City Chiefs 54-51. Defense, what defense, right? So Lions, Rams, not many predicting that the Lions will somehow, some way get a win, even though I did see that Carlos Menares of the Detroit Free Press did have a column that alludes to a Lions win. Clickbait? I think so. That wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Call in to be a part of the hour, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Live stream is up there. And you can tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR_sports. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR.
Set up a screen and go Elliott, touchdown Dallas. Breeze almost, and is he is picked by Jordan Lewis. Target, and Jordan Lewis picks a fine time for his first interception as he got it off the top of the turf. And again, it's due to the pressure that is in his face. Malik Collins, number 96, is the one who comes around and gets in the face.
It's been the same message, you know, for a long time, man. Our back's against the wall, and nothing's changed. He said the same message today. Just go out there, you know, execute, fight, and go out there and do what we do.
We still need more, and the game ain't gonna change. The most teams with, you know, the most turnovers, the most first downs, the most touchdowns, it's still the same formulas every week. So, you know, once we stay on our formula and keep doing what we're doing, we'll be okay.
I'm just gonna say one thing, baby. I'm gonna come in the studio tomorrow, Alec, with the biggest smile on my face. Ray, it's going to be a party on tomorrow's Current Sports, Justin. I am going to be ecstatic because I will be on my couch tonight at around 8 p.m. with my popcorn and my favorite beverage watching my Cowboys beat the Saints tonight. Right, Alec?
You're sounding a little bit like Ray right now. I'm not going to lie. You sound a little bit like Ray right now.
Hey, man, beat the bullies. Tonight, the bullies are the Saints.
Beat the Saints and Drew Brees.
Okay, I can't wait for tonight. I'm ecstatic. You guessed it. I'm ecstatic right now. I really do feel like, you know, throwing on Montel Jordan for real and just throwing a huge party, because I tried to tell everybody, man, that my Cowboys were going to somehow, some way, find a way. Logically, I was crazy to predict that, right? I mean, it's the New Orleans Saints. They're a legit Super Bowl contender. Drew Brees had been playing out of his mind. But that Cowboys defense gives you a chance. And those wideouts give you a chance. Shout out, man, to the how about them Cowboys? We need a drop. You know, Jack always cuts up these stupid drops during the show, Connor. And, you know, I love all of them. I don't mean to call them stupid. They're funny. But, you know, we need a drop. Anytime I mention the Cowboys, of the famous, you know, how about them Cowboys drop of the 90s. Because, man, that was a huge win. And, you know, I saw all the national haters out there. The biggest one being, and I'm not a big fan of, I used to be, when it was cold pizza. But, you know, when it turned to First Take, it got kind of just way too scripted and gimmicky for me. But Stephen A. Smith, the biggest hater in all of the land when talking about the Dallas Cowboys, he issued an apology on his show today. I just wanted to tune in to see what he would say, because he was actually live at the game, prior to the game, I should say, during his show yesterday, decked out, and I believe it was a Drew Brees jersey. So, yeah, he ate crow on today's First Take on ESPN. But I'm ecstatic, and you know, big shout-out to guys like Jalen Smith, Leighton Vander Esch, DeMarcus Lawrence. I don't know if you guys read the quote that DeMarcus Lawrence had prior to the game, but it was like, you know, you talk about there's trash talk, and then there's levels to trash talk. You know, level one is like you're extreme, like, man, that was pretty good. Level two is like, oh, that's cute. Level three is like, why did you even open your mouth? This was certainly level one trash talk from DeMarcus Lawrence, and I love trash talk. If you can back it up, hey, man, I'm all for it. And DeMarcus Lawrence certainly backed it up. Dak Prescott? That's my quarterback. To steal a line from T.O., that's my quarterback, man. But gosh, dang it, man. He had some plays where I'm just sitting there saying, Dak, what are you doing? He overthrew, which I think could have really sealed the deal on the game. He overthrew Gallup. Randy Gregory single-handedly almost gave the game away with just two idiotic penalties. And I'm sitting there saying, dude. If I'm Jason Garrett was kind of cool about it. Rod Marinelli kind of lost his mind on the sidelines. I don't know how Jason kept it together after just two crucial penalties, essentially giving the Saints a touchdown on that one roughing the kicker play. But nonetheless, if you would have told me, I felt that the Cowboys were going to win, but if you would have told me that the Cowboys would hold the New Orleans Saints offense, an offense that was averaging 37 points per game heading into that game last night, to just 10 points, I would have said, what are you drinking? What is in that cup? Cowboys got the dub, though. I'm feeling good. Alec Rio, Jack Kerwin. We've got Connor Mathis. The whole Current Sports gang is here. Real quick before we transition into some college football playoff talk. Guys, I told you so. It's rare when I'm right.
You did.
But when I am, boy, watch out. Alec.
Yeah, you were right on that one. Drew Brees, I was really surprised. He wasn't like that great looking at going into the game. Michael Thomas only had 40 yards.
Well, it was the defense.
Yeah, I know. The defense was just shut down.
Like, that line, you know, that front seven from the Cowboys last night was just, it was incredible, man. They haven't played like that all year. I think they need to have DeMarcus just open up his trap before every single week, because it did something emotionally for this team that I didn't know for a minute. I had to look and you know, make sure I was watching the Dallas Cowboys on my television that night, because it didn't look. I haven't seen this team all year. And to make my point about Dak Prescott, because I know, Jack, you're not the biggest Dak Prescott guy. He's an average at best quarterback. He is one of those guys that he needs supreme talent. In
I'm
order
glad
for
you're
him.
Acknowledging this.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm real, man. I'm real.
No, you used to be a bigger Dak guy than
you
are.
Oh, sure. That first year, you know, that first year was magical. Yeah. That first year, I got tickets to go see the Cowboys and the Packers at Lambeau Field. And that was the first year when Dak and Zeke were together playing on the football field. And
Romo injury.
Oh, exactly.
The last Romo injury.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was all in. I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's so good.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Zeke got hurt and the whole suspension thing as well, you really saw Dak's true colors. And he needs supreme talent. He needs Amari Cooper and Gallup and Cole Beasley and Ezekiel Elliott in order to be successful. I mean, because if not, you know, again, average QB. But thoughts, did you check out the game last? Well, you did, because you actually tweeted me last night, Jack, about – and the refs were – they were bad.
That was like
they
the worst atrocious. Officiated
I
game
could
I've
not
seen.
Believe that.
It was so bad. I mean, just...
It was bad both ways, though.
Right, it was bad both ways, and, you know, I'm not... Exactly, because I'm not going to sit up here and say, oh, well, that's why the Cowboys won. I mean, no, that defense, I mean, I always go back to the play of the game for me was the Jalen Smith tackle on Alvin Kamara. that could have been that could have been a touchdown.
Penalty mm-hmm. should have been
exactly.
Called.
Yeah. Well, no. When Kamara had, the, you know, he had the football on the left sideline, and he eludes one tackle. I forget what tackle it was, but Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith came out of nowhere,
And just
hits him from behind. And stops the touchdown. He's like 2 yards away from scoring a touchdown. And that, and then what happened after that? That was the big goal line stand,
big
and the
line.
Saints got nada out of it. Mm-hmm. Huge,
huge
defensive play.
Goal.
But Jalen Smith, Leighton Vander Esch. I mean that DeMarcus Lawrence. How about, and I, this is the only time I tweeted this last night too. The only time I will root for a Michigan Wolverines football player is
was
that
if his
first career pick.
It was
what a pick, what a way to get it too, right? First career pick for Jordan Lewis last night that sealed the deal on it. You know, Drew Brees. I don't know what he was looking at, but it was a horrible throw. Jordan Lewis scoops it off the turf. Game over. So I'm realistic. I'm not going to sit on this show and say that the Cowboys Super Bowl baby, but playoffs, definitely. We control the NFC East now.
Alex
we're going
Smith
to play.
Died.
Exactly. I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. Basically, Jack. Anything, Connor? Well, you are here. You haven't heard the banner throughout the week, but I'm sure you tuned into the game last night, right?
I looked at it a little bit, but I mean, some of you Cowboys fans need to slow down here a bit.
Look, I'm not the obnoxious.
You're a very good Cowboys fan, but I mean, there are people like they're gonna get to the NFC Championship game. I'm like, this is the repeat of the Romo Cowboys. Man, they look good for this one game during regular season. They're gonna get to the postseason.
Yeah.
They're gonna play that opening game against someone who's gonna be mad and someone who's gonna be better than them, and they're gonna get smoked.
Hey,
I don't
man,
know about that.
Let's just see what happens before we go. I'm a guy who this is the biggest reason why I chose the Cowboys to win last night. I'm a big believer in momentum. And what I saw against the Redskins, I saw just something different from the team. It was just, when I was watching that game, eating turkey with moms and my stepdad, I'm like, hold on, something is different about this team.
Yeah, they were playing Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy looked good in that game, though, Jack. He had
good,
a solid
come
game.
On now.
He had a solid game, no. guys. Before that fourth quarter hit, Colt McCoy was throwing some dimes on him, all right?
He was also missing a lot of easy targets.
Look, if they had Alex Smith, I think they would still lost that game as well. I mean, even though Alex Smith is a solid quarterback, but still. So, I'm reveling in it, though. I'm loving it. Go Cowboys. Go ahead, Alec.
I just think that, like, Cowboys fans, not saying you in particular, but like Cowboys fans, whenever they get out of that 8-8 purgatory, it's just that they just become like the Super Bowl baby. Let's
go.
This year is our year.
No.
It's like,
see, I'm not like that, dude. I'm not going to be the annoying guy. We are America's team, though. I still stand with that. We are America's team. No matter, you know why I say that? Because no matter what our record, no matter what the Cowboys' record is, it could be 0-14, 16. When the Cowboys are on, just look at the ratings. People still watch. You know, it's like a car wreck. Even if it's a car wreck, you're still gonna try and turn that neck to see what's going on. That's the Dallas Cowboys for you. You will still watch. People love to hate us, and if you are with us, you are diehard. Real quick, line one. I was chatting with my guy Austin actually last night. We were texting back and forth during the game. Austin from KZoo. Austin, what's up, man?
What's up, Al? How's it going, man?
I'm feeling good today. It's Christmas early for me today, brother.
I know you are, man. All right, so you know, you and I, we were texting back and forth about the game last night, and I agree with you guys. The referees, it's been so inconsistent this season. Super inconsistent. Like, you got clear helmet-to-helmet collisions. Cole Beasley played clearly wasn't a first down. And
Peyton couldn't challenge it because he had no more challenges left. But, yeah, that was a horrible spot, wasn't it?
Yeah, terrible spot. But my thing is, and what I have to say rings well with what the rest of you guys are saying, is that Cowboy fans are so delusional, okay? Please be realistic. All right, so this is what it is. How fitting is it that Jordan Lewis is the one that got the interception, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you take Jordan Lewis, Wolverines. I compare Cowboys fans to Wolverines fans who live off past success, haven't done anything significant in this decade, but you get one good win, and all of a sudden, the world is over. It's Armageddon. We won the game. Jesus is coming back. However the world is going to end, the world ends that day. And that's the most annoying part about watching the Cowboys win is the fans. And my last point, if you want to study marketing, Don't go to Eli Bro. Don't go to any other university college program. Just go to Jerry Jones Cowboys School of Marketing.
Yeah.
And you will look a lot better than what you actually are, because that's the reality of the Cowboys. They're not good, but they have such great marketing. Such great marketing.
Austin, look, four straight, man, is nothing to scoff at. And when you beat a team like the New Orleans Saints, the Saints, Austin, we all know, the Saints are, they're legit. This is a legit squad that is going to compete for a ring this year. When you dominate the Saints the way the Cowboys did last night, I don't care what you say, every Cowboys fan in America has a reason to celebrate today. All right? That's all I'm saying.
I give you guys credit, but it's just annoying watching the Cowboys fans, because it's like, come on, man. Y'all haven't been relevant in how long? Just scale back a little bit, man.
Haters going to hate, Austin.
I'm not hating at all, but I'm happy for you, Al. You finally got a reason to smile. The Lions let you down. The Cowboys let you down. Barton's right. Not playing good, but your Cowboys let you win, so congratulations,
Thank you. Thank you, Austin. I appreciate that, man. Have a good weekend, all right? And happy holidays to you.
Yeah, you as well. Talk to you later, bro.
All right, bro. All right. I want to get to some college football conversation. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we'll kind of go through what championship weekend looks like right now, and we'll play around with a few different scenarios when it comes to the college football playoff. All right, but I think it's pretty simple if you ask me, and I don't think we'll see some highly dramatic moments. The committee has got it easy this year. That and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I guess, Connor, it's an MJ Friday, right? Michael Jackson Friday?
Yeah, well, it's actually like the anniversary of when he released Thriller. So
Today?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we got Thriller, and then it's also the anniversary of Tupac getting shot.
What?
in 94.
That's quite the contrast.
We got Tupac, and we got Michael Jackson. Good change-ups.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's quite the contrast. Thriller comes out, but Tupac gets shot. Michael Jackson, in my opinion, I think that's the greatest artist of all time. I'm a little biased, though. I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. All right, happy Friday to you all. It is also the final day in November. Can you believe that? December 1st is tomorrow. Happy holidays to you all. And this weekend, tomorrow, is Championship Saturday in the world of college football. And what I want to do right now is just kind of comb through a few of the conference championship games. I'm trying to get through all of them. But, you know, I think it's going to be pretty boring. Not even going to hold you up. I think that, you know, starting tonight and leading into the end of Saturday, the picture is pretty clear as far as the college football playoff is concerned. Alabama's in regardless. Clemson's in. They're going to handle business in their conference championship game. Notre Dame, fair or unfair, they're undefeated. They don't have to play in a conference championship game because they are independent. Notre Dame's in. It comes down to that fourth spot. And as I stated at the very top of the hour, you know, and I actually talk about predictions. I believe it was like week four or five of the college football year. I stated that the Big Ten could be left out yet again because, you know, in the conference championship, what if, you know, whoever Alabama plays in that conference championship game, they get knocked off. You really think the committee is not going to put in the team that knocked off Alabama? So if Georgia does win, and we all know what happened last year, right? It took Alabama overtime and a quarterback change to Tua Tagovailoa to beat Georgia. You know, Georgia is a tough team. So if somehow, some way, the Bulldogs can find a way to beat Alabama, they're in. And in Oklahoma and Ohio State, sorry, you're not going to get in that fourth spot. Oklahoma, you know, we were just chatting during that break, Connor. Oklahoma will play number 14, Texas. So number 5 versus number 14 in the Big 12 championship game. That will take place tomorrow at noon. You know, Oklahoma, when comparing Oklahoma and Ohio State and what can happen this week in Ohio State, if you beat Northwestern, that does nothing for you. I shouldn't say completely nothing. I mean, yeah, you can call yourself the Big Ten champ, and you beat a pretty solid Northwestern team. But it's not that sexy. You are expected to beat Northwestern. If you beat Northwestern, and if you want to strengthen your case that you should be that team in the fourth spot, barring Alabama handling business against Georgia, you are going to have to, it's going to have to be a blowout of epic proportions against Northwestern. You can't let them score a point. It's got to be something like 52-0. Like, yeah, very convincing win. That's not going to happen. I think Northwestern is going to score a few points in that game.
It's got to be like what Alabama did to State in the playoff. That's exactly. The only way I can see it.
It's got to be, yeah, it's got to be that kind of game because it's Northwestern. Oklahoma beating Texas has more, will give Oklahoma more cachet and will strengthen their argument a lot more than Ohio State getting a victory over Northwestern. So, you know, if Georgia does get beat by Alabama and Oklahoma beats Texas and Ohio State beats Northwestern, you got to put in Oklahoma. I think if I had to make an early prediction here, I think Oklahoma is going to be that fourth team that gets in. What do you think?
I think so too. If for nothing else, they'll put them in at the four just to see Kyler versus Tua, because that would be just crazy.
Right. Very true. Very true. And you know what? You know, We keep having this conversation too, right? As the college football playoff now enters, crazy, right? Fifth year. This is the fifth season that the college football playoff has been implemented. It's a 12-year contract. And, you know, we always talk about this conversation. You know, we had a big debate early in the college football year here on the show. Should it be expanded? And what will it take for the college football playoff to be expanded from just the normal four teams? Well, it's going to take Armageddon. That's what it's going to take. I mean, in order to strengthen the case this year for the college football playoff to get expanded, I mean, you talk about Armageddon. It's going to be, you know, it's going to have to play out this way. Georgia is going to have to somehow upset Alabama. You know, Pittsburgh is going to have to pop Clemson somehow. Texas is going to have to outscore Oklahoma. Northwestern is going to have to somehow beat Ohio State. It's everything that we're predicting that's going to happen here on Today's Current Sports is going to have to go the complete opposite tomorrow in order for the college football playoff to expand. Because listening to the commish speak, you know, the college football playoff executive director this year is Bill Hancock. Listening to him speak about the playoff format, this thing is not expanding anytime soon, Connor. And in order to strengthen that case, you are going to have blue blood teams get upset and cause and just chaos to ensue. Multiple debates to ensue. You know, for that, that picture can't be as clear as it is right now, because it's easy right now. You know, right now it's pretty clear. You know, the four teams, you know, three of the four teams, we know at least 75% of how the playoff is going to shake out. And I think everyone would agree that the three teams that are in right now, Notre Dame, Alabama, and Clemson, yeah, though they are among the three best teams in the nation. There is no debate about it. So if you're the playoff committee, why would you change anything at this point? It's pretty obvious. So, and Jack is giving me the thumbs up because Jack, you were the only one when we had this debate, you know, early in the college football year. You're the only one who were like, I like it at four. And I get it. And I kind of played devil's advocate because when it came to my own argument, I think, because I understand where the committee and where college football playoff execs are coming from, because every week, if there is a debate, let's just say chaos did ensue and you're having this debate about who the four teams should be in. That's healthy for college football. I don't care what you say, because you got everybody in the barbershop. You got everybody at work coming in near the water cooler arguing about who should be in. You're on the lips of the sports world. And
drama. Any kind of drama is good drama when it comes to this format. So, and if you make it this easy for the committee, you just strengthen their argument that we don't need to expand this thing. So it's tough. And do I think it should be expanded from a fairness standpoint and from an entertainment standpoint? Without a doubt. I mean, if you are a lover of college football, why would you root against the college football playoff expanding? I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, it, and especially to have a team, you know, you brought up UCF, Connor. I mean, it would be kind of fun to see, to give UCF just a shot, just to see what they do, right? You know, kind of like the Cinderella story in college basketball when March Madness rolls around, right? It will be fun. But for those that want to expand it like me, you are going to have to put some pressure on college football by creating some drama. You can't make it this easy. It's a layup. It is going to be a pretty casual viewing of championship weekend tomorrow, starting tonight, I should say. So, the game I'm looking forward to the most is Georgia and Alabama, because I think that one has the potential of shaking up and stirring up some things. When it comes to the other slate of games, I mean, tonight again, I think the most entertaining game, and you disagree with this, Connor. I think the most entertaining game of the championship weekend will be tonight. Number 11 Washington going against number 17 Utah. You know, this is Washington is a 6-point favorite in this matchup. I say that because I think this is going to be the closest out of all of the games. This is going to be the closest game that we will see tonight. And this will be, whoever wins this game, this will be at least one of your representatives out in Pasadena in the Rose Bowl. So whoever wins tonight will go to the Rose Bowl between Washington and Utah. And I think whoever wins tonight will be playing Ohio State, because I don't think Ohio State is going to get in, Connor. So that's the game I'm looking forward to. You brought up, what game did you bring up again? I totally forgot.
I want to see UCF Memphis, because I want to see if UCF can do it again and just keep on rolling. The only reason I'm not interested in Washington Utah is implications are low. Neither of those teams are particularly interesting or fun to watch. I mean,
Pac-12 football
just doesn't have that much appeal to me when they're not contending for playoff spots. I mean, if it was Washington State, Utah, then I'd give it a chance, because Washington State at least is more fun to watch.
Right.
But these two teams are just like, eh.
I hear you. I totally hear you on that. I just think it's going to be interesting because it's going to be a close game down to the wire in the fourth quarter. Other games of note before we get to Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis. The MAC Championship, Buffalo is a 3.5 point favorite over Northern Illinois. That game will take place also tonight at 7 p.m. on ESPN2. Early Saturday, as I mentioned, you got number 5 Oklahoma, number 14 Texas at 12 noon. Then you have the Sun Belt Championship, App State taking on UL Lafayette. That's also tomorrow at noon. App State is a 16.5 point favorite. Mid Saturday, I mentioned Alabama and Georgia. 4 p.m. on CBS. Georgia is a 13.5 point dog in that one. Also late, well, I want to bring up this as well. Conference USA Championship. MTSU is a 1.5 point favorite against UAB. That may be fun to watch tomorrow at 1:30. Then you have late Saturday, Ohio State, of course, taking on Northwestern. 8 p.m. You can catch that one on Fox. I would assume that Gus Johnson will be rocking the mic. I don't know, but I would assume Gus Johnson of Fox will be rocking the mic for that game. He usually does the Big Ten Championship game. Also, the ACC Championship, number 2 Clemson, Pittsburgh. That will be at 8 p.m. tomorrow night as well. Pittsburgh and Pat Narduzzi. You got to give props to Pat Narduzzi, former defensive coordinator here at Michigan State, for getting Pittsburgh at least in this game. Pittsburgh, though, a 28-point dog. So just a few games to look forward to starting tonight, leading into, of course, Saturday. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we will have Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis.
Franz.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your
law. Royce, it's sweating time.
That was the pre-warmer to get you ready for the warmer, to get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm down.
Okay, the first exercise I'm going to show you is what we call the bench press, a basic exercise that every beginner should do no matter what sport you're in.
But don't look for an easy way out. Nobody wants to work hard these days. Everybody wants the easy way, the 20-minute abs, the 10-minute this, 10-minute that. Earn it.
That's right, earn it. And each and every Friday, we try to encourage you to do just that with a segment we call...
It's now time for the first installment...
Oh, hold on. That's my voice in another area there. okay, thank you, Connor. Fade that down there. Thank goodness it's Friday, right? Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis. Johnny founded Blessed Body Training not too long ago, and he is a Michigan State University alum who is stationed out now in beautiful Arizona on the West Coast. Incredibly jealous, of course, of the weather out there in AZ in comparison to what we are experiencing here in East Lansing, Michigan. But Johnny Lewis now joins us for another installment of Fit Fridays. Jay Lou, what's up, my man?
What's going on, Al? How's it going? Happy Friday.
Yes, and happy holidays to you. Now, I know we have you on each and every Friday, bro, to kind of go through and give us a health food tip, but I'm pretty sure that you had a cheat day or days last week, right?
Yeah, you know, my mom threw down. I was actually going to try not to indulge in all the food, but I had a weak moment, and I enjoyed my holiday, to say the least.
Definitely. And, you, I mean, when mom throws down like that, and it's, you know, it's not like Thanksgiving is every month. I mean, you right. Especially looking at you, brother, you can have a few cheat days, all right? I'll just say that.
Right. I got a little bit of room for error, so I definitely had a cheat day on Thanksgiving. I admit it.
Love it, man. All right. Well, I want to start with your tip in the gym today. Because, you know, we were chatting this week, and you want to tackle why it's important not to skip back day and the importance of working out your back.
So, yes, Al, I want to talk about back day. And everyone says don't skip leg day, right? They were like, don't skip leg day. But it's also important not to skip back day. And I say that because a lot of people I train do not know how to do back workouts properly, or they don't work out their back at all. And it's strange to me because your back is like your core. It's like the thing that holds your body together. So a short story, I used to have chronic back pain when I was in Michigan during my Michigan State days. I didn't work out my back too much. I did a little bit of rows here and there and pull-ups. But since I've been out here in Arizona, I have implemented back day heavily into my routine, maybe about 3 days out of the week. Mm-hmm. So since I've been working out my back, the back pain has gone away almost completely. I don't have any pain sleeping. I don't have any pain like playing basketball or any other sports. It's completely going away, and I think it's because I have a stronger back to hold up my daily functions, you know, using my back. So
right. And, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, Johnny, because, you know, I'm a big Tiger Woods guy, as you know. And, you know, Tiger Woods is a man who's had 5 back surgeries, and his return to golf is arguably, you know, his return to winning in the game of golf is arguably one of the greatest comeback stories in all of sports history. And, you know, he has no more back issues. You know, he had the spinal fusion surgery. And also, I was reading an interview with him not too long ago. You talk about not skipping back day. I mean, he works out his back in the gym regularly to keep it strengthened, to make sure that, you know, he doesn't, you know, regress to the pain that he experienced prior to that final surgery. So it is really important. And yeah, Johnny, I just don't think it's publicized like that. I mean, when you see workout videos online, you don't see, a lot of people talking about working out the back. You see, you know, somebody benching or, you know, somebody working out the tries and buys or getting, you know, the ab workouts together. You don't really see a lot of back workouts promoted like that. So I think it's important that you bring that up, man.
Right, yeah. Every day is chest day and arm day, right? And nobody focuses on back. And I want to say deadlifts have been more popular, at least what I've been seeing on social media. A lot of people have been trying to incorporate deadlifts more into their workout routine. But deadlifts are, I would say deadlifts is one of the hardest workouts to perfect the form. So you really have to make sure you're doing the deadlifts right. Not rounding your back and keeping your back straight, not loading too much weight when you first start to do the workout, because it takes a while to perfect the form. But yeah, I want to really stress how important back workouts are. There's a few I'll mention, like pull-ups, of course, lat pull-downs, deadlifts, which is honestly my favorite, rows. There's so many different variations of rows, and back extensions.
Love it.
Between those workouts, that's a complete back workout for you.
And for our listeners out there, Johnny, how often should they be doing these workouts? How often should you have a back workout?
Well, I'll say it depends on how often you're working out and what you're trying to do. Of course, an extreme athlete or someone that works out a lot will have more, but I say at least one day out of the week you should work out back. I work out back about 2 or 3 days out of the week. But I would say at least one day to work out back, one day to work out chest, and one day to work out legs. And then you can add the, you know, core and arms, you know, in there somewhere.
Okay.
But yeah, I would say at least one day a week for just your average person. I think it's really important to hit the back. Don't skip back day.
Don't skip back day. That's the mantra heading into the weekend. I love that, J. Lou. All right, before we get you out of here, you do have a food tip. You want to talk about avocado, and I'm a big fan of avocado, so I'm excited to hear about this.
Oh, yeah, man. Avocado is ideal. Avocado is the food of the week because there's so much you can do with avocado. I'm on the West Coast, obviously, so avocado is used heavily on almost every meal. It's easy to get them out here, but they're really beneficial to you. It's actually a fruit. It's a super fruit, and it has more potassium than bananas, if you can believe that. It has magnesium, vitamin A, C, and B6. So it's really healthy. They call it a healthy fat because it is a fat, omega-3. Just tons of nutrients in avocado. And I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos, and I've actually made a few of these meals myself, but there's so much you can do with avocado. And one of my favorites is stuffed avocados.
That sounds good. What is that?
So basically, there's so many different ways you can make it, but one of the ways that I used to make it in the past, because I do eat eggs now because I'm not vegan, I'm pescatarian, non-dairy for the most part, but what I do is I put the avocado, you basically cut it in half, take the seed out, and then you, like, scoop out the inside, and you put an egg in there, and then you let it bake in the oven for about 450 degrees. And when you take it out, you can do whatever you want to. You can season it. You can throw some bacon on there if you choose to do that. Or, you know, and there's so many different ways to stuff avocados or different recipes. If you Google it, you'll find tons of different ways to cook stuffed avocados, and not just stuffed avocados, but so many different avocado recipes on YouTube. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds really, really, I may try that out tonight, Connor. Stuffed avocado with an egg. Love it, J. Lou. Yeah.
Avocado toast is good as well. Try the avocado toast.
Man.
Healthier alternative. And putting just like jelly spread on there, you know?
Exactly. All right. Well, fantastic job. Again, another installment of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder, Johnny Lewis. You can follow him on Twitter at @blessed_body_ and also on Instagram at @blessed_body. Website coming soon. Johnny Lewis, thank you so much, man.
All right. Thank you, Al. Have a good weekend.
You got it, man. All right, as we come up now to the end of this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports, you guys know we close out each and every Friday edition with a segment we call Reflection Friday. We don't have the riff, but just reflecting on the week here, Connor, you know, I haven't brought up this fight. I used to be a huge diehard boxing fan. You know, my fandom has kind of digressed over the years just because of the corruption and fights that are clearly, in my eyes, clearly fixed. That's Vegas for you, right? But, you know, this weekend, there is a pretty big fight between two of the best fighters in all of the game. Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. I'll be tuned into this because these are two cats that take no prisoners. I mean, they are huge. They are incredibly skilled, and this has the potential to be the best heavyweight fight in years. So I'll be tuning into that tomorrow night, in of course combination with checking out the respective championship games. So I wanted to mention Fury and Wilder, and also Wilder had a weird interaction with a boxing reporter that I encourage everybody to YouTube. It's one of the most it's just unsettling to watch. Just check it out, because you know Wilder had a comment like, you know, for 400 years I've been suffering for 400 years, and Wilder just goes off on this reporter because the reporter was trying to, you know, can you explain that? What does that mean? You've been suffering for 400 years? And he's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. Then he takes off his glasses. You know what I'm saying. And I'm like, no, we don't know what you're saying, Deontay. So, yeah. But Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, I'm looking forward to that fight. Connor, anything?
Boxer. Like I've been saying, UCF Memphis. I want to see UCF go undefeated for two straight years.
Yeah.
Despite everyone seemingly to complain about them. For no real reason. I don't see an issue with UCF at all.
I got you. And real quick, do you think MSU men's basketball wins tonight at Rutgers?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Yeah. They rebound nicely, I think, as well. I don't know if Matt McQuaid is going to play. Again, he had that thigh bruise earlier this week. We'll see. This won't be an easy game, but I think MSU pulls out the win. All right. We'll recap that on Monday's Current Sports, as well as the weekend that will be championship weekend. That and more on the Monday edition of Current Sports. But until then, have a great weekend. And as always, be easy, people.